office laboratory on one of the Florida Keys.
Tom Ballard.
Reading a very exciting story out loud to a very excited listener, his dog...
Alex Dyson. On Triple J.
Time for us to let you know exactly what happened when musical legend Brian Wilson gave us a call, Alex.
Yes, we talked to the man behind the Beach Boys. He's released his own album, Smile, which was one of the longest in the making that I know of
in my
22 years of existence. And is apparently one of the best of all time, looking on internet critical sites. Smile is a brilliant piece of work, and he's just done a new album. With Brian Wilson reimagining the songs of Gershwin, George and Ira, the boys.
Yep. Bang on the youth demographic we're appealing to today, so that's good news, isn't it?
Exactly right. but it's worthy of a Commonwealth Games gold medal, I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Good luck.
But we had a chat to him the other day.
Here's what happened.
Very good morning to Brian Wilson.
Hello.
Hi, Brian. Thanks so much for joining us. It's great to have you on the show. I'm sure lots of people are excited about you coming to Australia a bit later on in the year to tour a show.
How many times have you been here over the years, Brian?
Oh, I don't know, 7 or 8 times.
What are your memories, your most freshest memories?
I remember how much I liked that Sydney Opera House. I thought that was great.
Oh, great. Cool, man. We're looking forward to you coming out. You have just released this record, which involves you sort of reinventing the works of George Gershwin.
Right.
It's a pretty incredible project.
For people unfamiliar with the Gershwins, would you be able to give us a recap of their work?
Well, here's what happened. The Disney people came to me and said, would you like to record a song for people, George Gershwin's songs by Brian Wilson? I said, that's a natural. It's a beautiful idea. So we immediately went to work. They sent over 103 unfinished Gershwin songs that he played himself. So can you imagine how thrilled I must have been?
That's a lot of pressure to try and take a few unfinished things and imagine what George Gershwin might have wanted to do with it.
Right. Well, what we did was we narrowed the 103 down to 2, and we recorded songs built around the inspiration of those 2 songs. And they're called Nothing But Love and The Like and I Love You.
Cool, man. Well, we've got a little bit of a grab of what it sounds like when Brian Wilson, of course, from the Beach Boys, does George Gershwin. This is what it sounds like. Always keep the way you hold. That's a great song called They Can't Take It Away From Me. It certainly got that Beach Boys sound, Brian, that you're so famous for. Was that really important for you to work that sound into this record?
Well, yeah, not just the sound, but the rhythms of the, like Little Deuce Coop, and, you know, Little Deuce Coop had a shuffle beat like your hat. And that's George Gershwin influenced, you know?
Yeah, right. Do you think George Gershwin would have spent a lot of time at the beach or would have been a big fan of surf rock if he was around in the 60s to hear your work?
George?
Yeah.
He probably would love that album that we did. He'd love it.
Would you be happy for someone to do this kind of thing with your work, Brian? Would you be happy for someone to pay tribute to Brian Wilson's work in the future, maybe?
Oh, my God. If that happened, I'd be thrilled to death.
Who would you like to take care of those duties?
Well, maybe Elton John or Paul McCartney. Who knows? Maybe they'd do something like that.
Okay, great.
Fantastic.
There it is. That's our chat with Brian Wilson from The Beach Boys.
You don't get long with a great man, but he gave us a small taste on the phone.
Yep.
Which was very nice of him.
My favourite part was this.
Your hat.
Oh, I love that. All right. Well, we'll give you some dates about when Brian Wilson is playing a bit later on in the year after this.
And we'll see if we can get Paul McCartney on the phone
to see if
he's going to do an album of Brian Wilson tracks, maybe.
This song voted by you as the 43rd hottest song of all time last year. This is The Beach Boys and God Only Knows on Triple J.
The Beach Boys, God Only Knows. 43 it came in the
your hat.
Hottest 100 of all time.
Sorry. Your hat.
Last year, and Brian Wilson is coming to Australia. You can catch him if you're in Wollongong, the Wollongong Entertainment Centre, 29th of October, October 30, the Brisbane River Stage, November the 1st, Etihad Stadium, which should be a very big show. His own solo shows as well in Adelaide on the 3rd of November and Sydney on the 5th of November. And if you like your wine, you like the El Vino, and you like Brian Wilson, the Hunter Valley is also hosting him on November the 6th.
He'll be performing all his hits like...
your hat.
Just go.
Can we download?
Swap,
let that be downloaded
swap,
as
you're
like
over
a
here.
Ringtone?
I'm at the desk. Swap it.